everything that rocks.
Good morning. Friday before a three-day weekend. Yes. Yes. 7-Eleven and 59. Let's do your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Oh, I love this story because it justifies me sleeping in. If you sleep until noon this Saturday, you're not being lazy. You're actually extending your life. Possibly. A new study out of Sweden looked at more than 38,000 people's sleep habits, and they found that people who slept in on the weekends to catch up on some of the sleep they missed out during the week were less likely to die young. The researchers say it's a, quote, tentative conclusion, so they're not willing to say it's a fact that sleeping in will keep you alive. But hey, it's not like it's a big sacrifice on your part to try it out just in case they're right. Honey, I'm going to stay in bed for a little longer. You don't want me dying too young, do you? Out like a light. I love that. If you think going on vacation is going to break your raging cell phone addiction, nope, not the case. A new study looked at 2,000 people on vacation and their cell phone habits, and they found the average person checked their phone, this is insane, 80 times a day on vacation, about 5 times an hour. 80 times a day. 10% of people check their phones around 300 times a day. That's insane. Here are the 5 things that are most likely to make us pull out our phones on a trip: taking a photo, getting directions, answering a phone call, responding to texts, and looking for a place to eat. Now, granted, those are things that are helpful on vacation, but a lot of it, too, is just killing time. Look, this Memorial Day weekend, do yourself a favor, right? Put the phone down, okay? Just go enjoy it. Just be, all right? Don't be playing Candy Crush on your phone. It's vacation. Ah, get off your phones. Pornhub's fine. Porn's fine. Speaking of porn and being sleazy, another legend in the, celebrity, you know, in acting, has been accused of sexual misconduct. Morgan Freeman. I know, I couldn't believe it either when I heard it. 8 women have said that the 80-year-old harassed them or touched them inappropriately. A production assistant on the 2015 movie Going in Style says Freeman tried to lift up her skirt to see if she was wearing underwear. A woman who worked on the film Now You See Me says all the women on set knew not to wear revealing or skin-tight clothing if he would be around. And CNN reporter Chloe Melis says he harassed her at a movie junket when she was 6 months pregnant. Morgan responded to the CNN's report with the following statement, quote, "Anyone who knows me or has worked with me knows I am not someone who would intentionally offend or knowingly make anyone feel uneasy. I apologize to anyone who felt uncomfortable or disrespected. That was never my intent." There's already been some fallout over this. The Actors Union, SAG and AFTRA, might take back the Lifetime Achievement Award it gave him earlier this year. He's lost one promo a voiceover gig. Visa is suspending all marketing using his voice, and you'll no longer be able to hear his voice on commuter trains in the Vancouver's public transportation system. Morgan Freeman, man. It's just absolutely insane. Now, believe it or not, we actually do have Morgan Freeman on the phone with us. And Mr. Freeman, what do you have to say about all these sexual misconducts allegations?
I'm going to answer your question in return for blessed silence.
Well, that's not nice. These are pretty serious allegations, Mr. Freeman.
Yeah, I'm touched by your concern. Thank God I'm still drinking.
Drinking? It's 7:10 in the morning.
I accept the challenge.
Oh, Mr. Freeman, please. You're one of America's most cherished actors. Tell us it's not true. Tell us these are made up.
One more thing. No farting.
But no farting? Well, you're obviously drunk. I'm not going to get anything out of you.
Clap on. Clap off. Clap on. Clap off. The clapper.
Well, this has been unsuccessful, but Mr. Freeman, I hope you get your life together because this is just completely unacceptable.
Your behavior tonight was exemplary. As a result, I'm going to lift the ban on farting.
All right. Morgan Freeman, everybody. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?